It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day to study the Word of God, and I'm glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of John, John chapter 5. We're going to read today from the 8th verse, John chapter 5, verse 8, and we're going to read through the 15th verse. So if you'd please open your Bibles, and while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I would love to hear from you, and if you would please address any correspondence, any letters that you'd like to write, would be Parkview Bible Church. Again, Hamilton, Illinois, of course, but it'd be 18th and Church Street, Box 43. The zip code is 62341, and I would love to hear from you. And I hope that you have your Bibles open, that you'll follow along now as we read the precious Word, and just read it along with me if you would, because the power is in His precious living Word. John chapter 5, we're going to begin reading now with verse 8. Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. And the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed." And he answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed, and walk." Then asked they him, "What man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk?" And the man that was healed was not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, and a multitude being in that place. Afterwards Jesus finds him in the temple, and said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." And the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. Please, let's go to the Lord in prayer now before we begin. Father, I thank you for your precious Word, and we have read these verses of Scripture now for a couple of weeks. We keep continuing to glean and to bring more out of this precious Word, and I ask that you would guide and lead us now. It's so important that we follow after the truth, that we stay with you, Lord Jesus, in your precious Word, and not go off with some other thought and some other philosophy of some sort, but we stay with your simple plans and your simple Word. Please, that you will guide and lead us now as we study through these sweet verses of Scripture. Please touch the hearts of everyone that's listening today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have backed now up into this area, and I want to just take a few minutes to kind of catch us up. We're in Jerusalem, and we're in a location by the sheep market, or the sheep gate. I think it was close to that as well, and it was called the Pool of Bethesda, and that's where the Lord Jesus found this man, sought him out, and he was a man that was lame, and he could not walk, and he had been that way for 38 years. And in as I study the Word of God, and you find many things that you find the same number, or you find something that's very similar. And I love the Old Testament as much as I do the New. It's all God's Word, and I study it. A lot of people today, as they look to the study of the Word of God, they spend all of their time in just the New Testament. The Old Testament is very necessary to study. I hope that you do study the Old Testament, because if you do not study the Old Testament, you will not understand the New. And if you want to really know God's will and God's way for your life, you must study not only the New Testament, but also the Old Testament. It's important that we see, and again, when we look this man at the time, the years, and the years were 38 years. 38 years this man had been impotent, the Scripture tells us here, and he was unable to walk. No one was able to put him into the water. We've talked about the healing that went on there, whether it was of God or was not of God, whether it was something that was fake and phony or was something that was real. God certainly could have used it if he chose to. But here he chose by his spoken word just to speak to this man to heal him. And so in doing that, we find in verse 8, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." Now, this man for 38 years had been in a condition that he couldn't do that. He had no strength. He had no physical strength, and he was lame, no different than a man that's blind, different than a man that has a withered hand. You're just weak, hopeless, very helpless. That's the condition that we find a group of people in, and they're called Israelites. And they were in this condition for 38 years. You go back to Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 14, we find that they wandered in the wilderness 38 years. They wandered in the wilderness till all those that were of an age 20 years and up died. And the reason that that had to take place is because of their disobedience. God wanted to take them into the promised land immediately. And they refused because they looked at the circumstances, they looked at the situation, they thought it out, and they decided that they weren't capable or able to take the land that God said to take. And they were denied to go into the promised land and died and never got to see it. They never got to walk into the land of Canaan, the land that God had promised them, and for 38 years they were blind and lame and withered. They had no direction, they had no hope, and all they did was died. And that's sad because much of our life is spent the same way. And the nation of Israel had to face this for 38 years. Different now, because as the people, the nation of Israel, could have went right into the promised land if they would have listened to God and not listened to man. Now, it's much the same way because this man here, he had a choice to make. The command was given him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." Jesus didn't stand him up. He didn't give him a set of crutches or a walker or a wheelchair. He didn't have the folks that were around him pick him up and say, "Now here, try to walk. We'll help you try to walk." He commanded this man to rise and to walk. The command went out to the people of Israel to go into the promised land. And they made a different decision than this man did. They decided not to believe the word of God. Many today deny the word of God. They desire to listen to what man has to say, or maybe it's just something that they have conjured up themselves. It's a philosophy that they're walking by because they have thought it out. And they do not believe the word of God. They desire not to follow the word of God. So they stay away from it. And it's so sad today to watch people do that. And to think that this is something that happened to the nation of Israel for 38 years, as this man was lame for 38 years, and yet these two events were some 1,500 years apart from each other, and yet we're still doing it today. We have a decision to make, and that decision is whether we're going to believe the Word of God or reject the Word of God. Now, if you just believe part of it, you just as well reject all of it. There's no purpose in you believing just part of it. If you would follow through with that message with that precious word back in Deuteronomy, you would find that almost immediately when they said, "No, we're not going to," that something took place because it was almost immediate that they decided to change their mind. And that, "No, today we'll do it." But you see, that's too late. And it was too late for them. This man here probably would have had the same problem if he would have looked up to the Lord Jesus upon the command that Jesus gave him according to verse 8, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And if he just turned his head and says, "I can't." But then Jesus, if he would have walked away because this man did not believe, if Jesus would have walked away, upon his walking away, he may have attempted then, this lame man would have tried to stand up, said, "No, I'll do it now." it's very possible that the same result would have come with this lame man that came with the nation of Israel. There's an opportunity to come, and I want you to come to Jesus, and I want you to be saved. I want you to listen to the Word of God, and I want you to believe the Word of God from cover to cover. And I want you to look at so simple of a message that's given here. Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Such a simple message. But you see, this man had to decide what he was going to do. What he was going to do. The healing power of the Lord Jesus, if you would go back to Isaiah chapter 35, you can read the third through the sixth verse speaks of his healing power. That when God comes, miracles, healing will come. And so you see, the very presence of the Lord Jesus here was prophesied. It was said that it was going to come to pass. We know back in John chapter 2, if you'd turn back just a couple of pages there, John chapter 2, verse 23, we can see what has taken place at this time when Jesus did heal. John chapter 2, verse 23, which was often and probably more than often, it was probably daily. Now, when he saw, it was in Jerusalem at the Passover, at the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. Now, that was a confirmation of what the Lord Jesus was proving, that he was God by these miracles, a miracle that no man could perform. But yet here, in the eyes of this man and the eyes of those that looked on, it was a man. That man gave a command. And that command was to rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. That's something he could not do on his own power and strength. When is the last time that he really tried to get up? When's the last time that he attempted by his own strength to do anything of that light and of that sign, of that side? Because before, he just had no strength. He had no strength. Yet to hear that words, rise and walk, it's something that he couldn't do on his own strength. It's impossible. Again, he had tried many times. It's something very similar to us, friend. If you've tried to work your way to heaven, if you've tried to do it through any other means, whether it be through a good work that you're doing, through a church membership, baptism, communion, keeping the laws and the rules of your church, maybe just plain outright to trying to live a good life, and you've tried very hard, and according to the standards of the world, you've done very well. But the Word of God tells us the wages of sin is death. The Word of God tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Word of God tells us there are none righteous, no, not one. So you see, you're just like this lame man. I'm just like this lame man. We need someone to heal us. This lame man now was had a decision to make. He knew by his own strength he couldn't. When I came to Jesus, I knew by my own strength that I needed a Savior, because by my own strength I couldn't do it. I could not save myself. I could not take one sin away from the debt that I owed. I couldn't take one little part of it away. And this man here could not take one step. Jesus didn't say to him, take one step and then I'll heal you then. No, he gave him all the power that he needed to walk. But you see, he had to do something. He had to heed to the words of Jesus. He had to listen to the words of Jesus. Now, I want you today to very carefully listen to the words of Jesus. This is his living word from Genesis to Revelation. Don't take the part that you want and forget the rest. Don't begin to study just sections of the Word and ignore the rest, because you can't do that. It's complete. It's one. It's such a joy. And I study many times through many different areas of the Scripture. When I preach from all areas of the Word of God. From one week to the next, I may be preaching in a series out of John. I love to study the Word of God. I can study the Word from one end to the other. And one part does not stand against another section of the Word of God. It's so wonderful and it's so sweet to stand for the Word of God, to believe it, to study it, to search it. But so often we find today that the church has went to be nothing but a social club. And we know that to be true. And it is because they have left the truth. They have tried to establish this program and that program that they may fill their church, fill the pews. And their desire is to bring everyone together. My friend, that is contrary to the Word of God. You need to search the Word of God and the truth and study it, and there will be few in number that you're going to have good fellowship with, because few want the truth today. They want to take out parts and they want to use those for their own advancement, and they will forget and ignore the rest. And if you'll notice, those kind of folks always bring glory to themselves. And if a man is a preacher of a church and wants to have a full church, if you have a full church, it will mean probably a little fuller check, a little bigger check too, won't it? So you see, there's some purpose in there. And today we do starve our preachers. We don't take care of them the way they should be taken care of. But my friend, you need to listen only to the Word of God, to the truth. And this is such a sweet message here that Jesus gives him. And this is as simple and as clear as it is throughout the full Scripture, the Word of God from cover to cover. When Jesus speaks, he requires a response. And here he does the same way. He says, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." This man had a decision. You have a decision to make. Are you going to accept the Word of God and trust in the Lord Jesus today and be saved? Or are you going to continue and be like the nation of Israel? Look and say, "That's not the way we study it. That's not the way we believe it, that you must come to the cross of Calvary and be saved. So I'm going to continue to believe as I have. I'm going to continue to believe in other prophets contrary to the Word of God. I'm going to bow down and worship Mary. I'm going to worship the idols that are within the church that I worship in. I will continue to have these offerings and repeat these chants, things of this sort, because that's what I've been taught to do." Well, you better check to see, because you're going to find that many of those things are contrary to the Word of God and not what God desires for you to have. He desires for you to rise and walk. And that may mean walking right out of that church that you're going to. Are you ready? Is this man ready? Let's see what he does. Verse 9, "Immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath." Immediately he took up his bed and he walked. Did he know the rules? Because the rule was not to do that. It wasn't God's rule, but it was man's rule. Man's rule today tells you that if you come to church and live a good life and take communion and do all the legalistic things that are adapted to the church today, that you'll be fine. That's okay. That's enough. You don't have to do anything else. Don't bring your Bible to church. Don't study your Bible. Don't read your Bible. It's not necessary. It is necessary for you to know the Word of God. Don't let some man convince you of that lie. Please, that you follow after the Lord Jesus. Rise up and walk. You'll be made whole by the Lord Jesus. Now, he did something, again, contrary to the law of the day, because he took up his bed and walked, and it was a Sabbath day. How soon did he did it? Did he do this? Was it slowly? No, it was very quickly. He took up his bed, and he walked. How long was it before he was made whole? He was made whole immediately. Immediately he was made whole. You know, that's something that the natural body could not do. The natural body says, I'm weak, I'm sick, I can't walk, I can't get up, I just can't. He couldn't even slide himself over and get in this pool before it was too late. He couldn't do anything. But he could do something that made him whole, and that's to respond to the call of Jesus. He responded to Jesus. Now, I want you to listen very carefully today, because you can be made whole immediately. And as this was something the man couldn't do, physically he could not do it, but God can. The Lord Jesus, by speaking to him, could physically make his body strong immediately. Jesus can do the same thing to you spiritually. He is speaking to you right now. He's calling you out of that dead church. He's calling you out of that dead life that you're living. You are dead in your trespasses and sin. He is calling you and giving you the power and strength to do something that the law cannot do. God's perfect law, because you cannot keep it. Or man's law, even if you could keep all of man's laws, it's still not sufficient to make you whole. But Jesus has called you, and he is waiting. He is waiting for you to come and open that heart's door of yours, that he may come in. This man immediately stood up. Immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. Oh, it's wonderful, my friend, to watch this man. Now, we spent a couple of weeks talking about the miracle that's been taking place here. But I didn't want to miss a couple more times to talk to you about how simple it is for this man to look at Jesus and just lay there. And how easy it is for you to listen to the Word today and just stay right there. Not come to Jesus, not be saved, not have your sins taken away from you as far as the east is from the west. Because you see, you're just like this man. This impotent man that can't walk, that can't move. It's been paralyzed for years. That's just where you're at. But there's going to be something that you're going to have to do. Because when the command comes, the command is to take up your bed and walk. Now, we're going to get into something here that we'll just kind of start today, and then we'll continue next time. Because you see, there was a miracle performed. And when you're made whole, and the only way you can be made whole is come by faith to the Lord Jesus, you'll hear the words of the Lord Jesus. Through his word, there'll be a command, and this command here is to rise, take up thy bed and walk. Are you willing to listen and to do what the Lord Jesus commands you to do? He tells us in His Word in Romans that whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead shall be saved. Do you believe that? Do you believe that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord? It's a change, my friend. And it's a walk that we must walk. We must trust in the Word of God and do not separate it from one part from the other. It's so sad today. All the groups that are trying to get together to compromise and do compromise the Word of God. The very existence of these groups to come together, one denomination and another denomination, in the name of the Lord Jesus, is proof that they do not know the Word of God. Proof that they're denying the Word of God. We are told to walk with the Lord Jesus, follow His way and will, and call upon Him to save us, and follow Him. By following Him, we must follow the Word of God. And that's contrary to everything that you see around us today. This man here had a command given to him. And that command was to get up and to walk. And he was perfectly healed, completely healed, as you will be the day you meet Jesus. Will you do that today? Will you listen very carefully today to the call that He is giving you by the Word of God? Let's read this once more. We have this: Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on that same day it was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. That's what they're going to say, probably in your church, when you say, I was listening to a preacher that preached the Word of God, and I got down on my knees and I asked the Lord Jesus to save me, and He did. He made me whole. And you know what they'll say probably in your church? They'll say, that wasn't necessary. You had everything before. And if you stay within the church that you're in, they will begin to destroy any hope of a spiritual life that you're going to have. They can't take it away from you, because once you're saved, you're always saved. But they can destroy the blessings and the opportunities that you have walking through this life. And they're going to begin immediately by condemning you. What do you mean you're carrying your bed on the Sabbath day? Did they forget that this man for 38 years couldn't walk? And all of a sudden he can, immediately, because he met a man named Jesus? He didn't even know that, we'll find next week, next time we come together. He didn't even realize that. This man had no strength physically. But by the spoken word of Jesus, he was made whole. We have His spoken word here before us. And if you'll come to the Lord Jesus today and confess your sin, turn from your wicked ways and come unto the Lord Jesus, please repent today. Repent means to turn. Will you please come to this same Jesus that healed this man? Because you see, He's not only man, but He's God. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?